I'm Julie Kelly and welcome to Curious Conversations, bringing open, honest and raw discussion on all kinds of issues. So whatever you're doing, stop and get ready for the best podcast around. Hi, I'm Julie Kelly and thanks for joining me. And the weather outside is dismal. I don't know where you are, but wherever you are, put your feet up, have a brew. And today I'm going to be talking about something that's been dominating the media. Now, you've probably all heard about it. It's been in the newspapers, on TV, everywhere. And that is the Rwanda situation. Now, I believe, and I'm not sure about this, but I believe that the bill was passed yesterday in the House of Lords that people who come across the channel or wherever illegally, and I use that term really lightly, because anybody that crosses those waters for a better life is desperate in my books. But I'm neutral, you know, I can't say whether I agree or disagree with the Rwanda situation. But what I want to do is throw something out into the arena. And my question for you to consider is, what is the Rwanda money actually for? Because I'm sure as hell that it's not to do with immigration. And the reason I think that is because when people come across the oceans or wherever they come from, they don't have any papers. So one thing that you can find out, which is clearly evidenced anywhere, it's evidenced on the immigration websites, on the gov.uk, everywhere, that they cannot take out of the system. People with no papers are not allowed to work, and they're not allowed to claim benefits. So they're not taken out of the system. Now, you might be wondering, well, what's that got to do with Rwanda? Well, you'll find out in a minute, because what I want to get back to is this Rwanda money. Now, I don't know if we've got a debt somewhere from some history with Rwanda, but what I do know is that the government gave £140 million in 2022 to Rwanda, and not one single migrant was sent over there. And then in 2023, one of the Home Office's top civil servants confirmed that a further 100 million had gone over. And now in 2024, a payment of 50 million is also being discussed, if it's not gone already. So where's it going? You see, what I just said before is that when people come across the waters or in tanks or under lorries, they have no papers, so they cannot take from the system. Now, they're not allowed to work either, but people need to survive, don't they? I mean, what would you do in a situation where you had to flee your country? If you couldn't claim from the system, you'd work, wouldn't you? So a lot of the migrants that come into this country, they work on the black market. Now, that in our terms is called illegal working. Whatever that is, work's work, isn't it? And if people are being paid for it, they need to buy food. So a lot of the migrants, we can say categorically and on heart that they probably do work on the black market, right? So it's illegal. But you'd have to, wouldn't you, if you can't claim benefit. But when they work, where do you think that money gets spent? Think about it. It gets spent in UK shops, and it gets spent on things like food, because we need to eat, don't we? We all need to eat. On tobacco and phone cards for ringing families, because when you've been estranged from your family, you want to find out if they're okay. They need to know if you're okay. Let's face it, a lot of people die getting from their countries to here illegally. So phone cards are necessary, aren't they? So all of these things we buy, or these people buy from the shops, and they've all got VAT on them, haven't they? Everything that is bought from the UK shops is taxed. And where do you think that tax goes? It goes to line the government pockets. So tell me, where is the logic in deporting the cash cow to Rwanda? It doesn't make any sense. You see, the UK government know that, again, in loose terms, illegal immigrants work on the black market. They know they work. They'd have to be fools, absolute idiots, if they didn't know they work, because how else are they going to eat? So they know they work on the black market. And the more immigrants that come in, the more money it is lining their pockets intact. So could that money be going to cover some kind of historical debt that's shrouded in the cloak of immigration and designed to whip up this frenzy where people are thinking, oh, the migrants, they come over, they're taking all our jobs, taking all our houses, throwing women over the shoulder and taking all of them. So we get whipped up into this frenzy, don't we? And by the way, it's evidenced that the UK, I'm on a right rant here, the UK have so far granted 6. Now, I know that's not a lot. It's a measly amount, really, isn't it? But they have granted 6 people from Rwanda asylum in the UK. So people from Rwanda have been granted asylum in the UK because they were fleeing their countries. And that's over several years. And now they are sending migrants over to Rwanda, deeming it a safe country, when those people have probably already gone through so much persecution and war. So tell me, what kind of a government is this and what do you make of it? Well, make of it as you will. So what I'd like to know is, where do you think the money is going? What do you think about the Rwanda crisis in general and the Rwanda bill? And I'd really love to hear your comments. I'd love you to drop me a bit of feedback. Let me know what you think about this podcast, because I'll be back with more curious conversations over the next few days. But I just want to know what you think. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye now.